Yeah, so. I love that idea that it's, yeah, it's the whole church. Do you have any suggestions for how to lean into that in a time when a lot of us aren't really meeting as a church? Like, we're just watching church on TV right now.
Well, I'm spending a lot of time on the phone these days, which is also very guilt-inducing because we have kids around and you don't want to like act like you're on the phone all the time.
Yeah.
But so we have been doing a Zoom Bible study at our church. We've also, I listen to a lot of podcasts. There's one called 30 Minutes in the New Testament and 40 Minutes in the Old Testament. And they kind of go verse by verse and explain it. I do that a lot for my devotions just because I can receive it. When the Bible talks about hearing the word, and that's that's our means of growing faith. A lot of times we like change that in our brains to read the word. And books weren't actually very accessible when that was written in the Bible. And so people didn't sit down and read with their Bible, they heard it. Yeah. But when you think about it, hearing the word is actually very community involvement. There, someone is speaking it to you. And so one of the things that I've leaned into a lot is, I lean in quarantine time, I've leaned into podcasts, I've leaned into Zoom Bible studies, and I've talked on the phone with a lot of other believers and prayed over the phone with a lot of people, because I think a lot of us are hurting and a lot of us are really just tired. And so it's whole church business to check in on one another and say, how can I pray for you today? But then when they're praying for you, that's building up the kingdom, and that's mutually beneficial. And that's actually a spiritual discipline in itself as well. So it's not so much that we have to do all the things. It's that sometimes there's various spiritual disciplines for various seasons. Mm-hmm. And so when I describe all the various spiritual disciplines, we don't have to do them all today or all right now. It's God is for you in this way. And then God is for you in this way, and God is, and depending on where you're at, he will meet you there. So many times when there are helps, we feel so guilty because we're like, we should be working harder at this, or we should be investing
in the workbook.
We got to work, you know, but we are not saved and we are not sanctified by our works. It is all by Christ. And so when we're leaning into, you know, I'm saved by faith in his works, then I get to rest and God is going to help me. And it's hard because it makes us aware of our weaknesses and we have to admit our weaknesses. But the more we do that, the more we realize that Christ is sufficient in all of it. And so then it gets more and more exciting of, oh my goodness, he's for me in that way. And he's for me in that way. And yeah, it's just hard because I think as a culture, we expect too much of women. We expect too much of moms. We're supposed to do all the things. And for Christ to say, no, I've got this one and I'm going to take care of you. It almost hurts. Like, what do you mean? I can't do it? No, you can't. That's why I came to die. That's why I'm here.
That's kind of the whole point. We can't do it, but we want to try. We want to put up that face that says, I'm a good Christian mom. I get up and pray before my kids. I mean, if you do, that's great. That's
absolutely. We don't want to stop you. Go for it.
Yeah, exactly. I also think that like that community aspect can apply to our families as well. I often find that, you know, if I'm doing a little Bible study with my kids, that as if I'm not just in like teaching mode, but I'm actually also in receiving mode, I can be like, oh yeah, God is showing me something through this as well. Or sometimes we'll sit down and pray with them. And, you know, normally our prayers are like, come on, are you going to pray or what? But sometimes we sit down and we pray. And one of my boys, a couple weeks ago, I had put a candle in the middle of the floor. And I said, let's just all sit on the floor. And this candle, it's not God. It just reminds us that Jesus is with us, the light of the world. And we spent a little time in listening prayer. And one of them, he's like, I got to tell you something that I think God told me. And he pulled me aside and he's like, I think God said the universe is enormous and you're really little, but you can still make a difference. And I was like, okay. And so for that,
all right, then.
I did actually start crying because that had been something that I'd been really struggling with that week. Yeah. And I was like, God just spoke to me through my son because I was faithful to try something that might not be easy with them. But
so, I would say for about 3 or 4 years, the only devotional time I had was with my kids. Mm-hmm. And I felt there's this word that we use a lot, and that's, is that enough? Like, is it enough if I'm just reading one verse? Or is it, right now we're reading a chapter a day of Proverbs with my kids. And there's that question of, well, is it enough if it's with my kids? And when we have this ideal in our heads that is not in scripture, that you have to do it this way. And so, of course, if I'm meeting together with my children, with other believers, and we're reading the Bible out loud, that actually is enough.
Yeah.
That, and God will actually use that. And